Hey everybody, a wonderful welcome to all of you today. Today is a day that I'm looking to do a little deep digging today. In fact, the title of today is Tuesday is Soil and Green Day. Why are we where we are? Now, I was out walking this morning trying to get my 10,000 steps in. I've started to strive to get 10,000 steps in each and every day. Again, now that we're into some better weather, I don't know about you, but 10,000 steps seems to be a key amount of steps to have out there each and every day. And I have to be the first to tell you, my health hasn't been the best of late. There are some definite things that are ailing me, but 10,000 steps is a good start. And as I was out there walking, I was pondering what I was going to speak to today, which would become my blog post and my podcast / YouTube posting for this week. So as I was walking, I was listening to talk radio to see what was going on in the world around me, not to mention in my backyard. And while I was listening to all the talk radio, many things began to flash in my mind, one of which was, depending upon whether you classified yourself as a liberal or a conservative, you know, from that point, I began to think of all the means out there for news to be broadcast and the many differences of opinions that could be encountered. And then I started to think of all the perceived fake news and cancel culture and all the other acronyms and words that are out there and so much more that seems to be floating around. Remember, I've been around for over two centuries, and so I've seen a lot of things going on. But naturally, I could not leave out the fact that many people only listen to one source of information and thus can become biased to that end. And I can't leave out the fact that there are people who don't listen to any news or watch any news at all. Almost like the turtle effect or that of an ostrich keeping their heads in the ground, hoping that whatever is going on will just pass them by. That is, of course, until it hits home. I remembered a famous person many, many years ago by the name of Machiavelli. In fact, because of my Italian heritage, I always come up with the hand when I speak about Machiavelli. But he once said that the end justified the means, which of course meant that it didn't matter how or what you did, as long as the goal you were seeking was achieved. And, you know, I'm kind of saying, like, you could step on people, you could lie or stretch the truth to people, or just about anything you could think of to sway the minds of the people, as long as your results were achieved. Because that, after all, was the bottom line. The end justifies the means. And there is a lot of Machiavellianism going on out there in our world today. I can't even begin to tell you. If you've been paying attention to what's going on our planet, you would realize that. I mean, you may be thinking of the pandemic or shots, or to wear or not to wear the masks, and so much more. Well, even whether you think your rights are being infringed upon or you just plain choose to be part of the herd mentality. So where does the Tuesday is Soil and Green Day fit in? Well, that dates back to a movie from the 70s. Yes, back in the 20th century. About the Earth in the 21st century. It was supposedly overcrowded and overheated and low on food and full of disease. And the best part was that the people had to rely solely on the government for everything. Now, that might sound familiar to what is happening today. The government supplied the food supplies to the people. And there were different kinds of Soylent products, but the most favored one was the green variety. And, oh, by the way, it was always in short supply. Now, I won't spoil the plot to the movie for you. I'll let you go out and watch it. And from what I can see, it's easily found on most streaming channels of late. I just found it just the other day, and I'm going to be watching it again. Yes, I like to watch a lot of old movies. I see things I didn't see the first 20 times I watched it. But what has this got to do with leadership? Just about everything. Now, after all, I'm all about leadership and coaching and being intentional. I call myself Bob DiGiacomo, Intentional Growth Leadership and Destiny Road, because you're only just one step away from that journey to your destinations. But if we're not out there seeking to improve ourselves, then we become stagnant and we become more like those sheep, the herd I was referring to. We've gotten bogged down with isolation and Zoom calls, and we've allowed our abilities to provide quality service to our customers and in many cases, our team members. I used to call them employees. They've almost become tired and worn out, and a laissez-faire attitude has even developed out there. I mean, there are so many people that don't want to go back to work because we'll let the government take care of things. And yet, if we turn the page of this story, there are indeed a number of organizations who are excelling because it is realized that investing in people is a necessity. That includes from the bottom up, also from the top down. And it includes not using or relying on Machiavelli methods and telling stories that are fake. So as you go out there today, tomorrow, and so on, remember that there is more to life than relying on Soylent Green. Go watch the movie. See what I'm talking about. And for those of you that have known me for several years, you know that I've talked about Soylent Green in the past, and we've had some good stories about that, and you already know what Soylent Green is all about. But go out there, research it, investigate it. But most importantly, reach out, get a coach, find out what mastermind groups are taking place or what seminars or just things that you can invest in yourselves on. And maybe even your place of employment will invest in you as well. That is, if they're not relying on Soylent Green. Talk to you soon. Bob DiGiacomo. Until next time, Intentional Growth Coaching and Destiny Road. Hey, you don't change your goal. You can always change your plan. See you soon.